Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Cause nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. After 6:30 now, here on this Monday morning, Veterans Day. 27 degrees with a wind chill of 10. Gasoline prices in the U.S. have remained consistent over the past few weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The U.S. gasoline market has been very stable, especially at the retail level. There was no change in the average retail price of regular grade in the past 2 weeks. It is still $2.69 per gallon.
Lundberg says there are always factors pulling down and pushing up gas prices, but she predicts in the next few days we will lose a few cents per gallon. Police are investigating after a rape suspect died in an apparent suicide in northwest Wichita. Officers were called to a Walmart at 21st and Mays Road Sunday morning to check on the welfare of a man in the parking lot. Officers tried to approach the man at first, but took cover and kept their distance after observing that the man was armed with a gun. Investigators say officers tried to defuse the situation, but the man ended up killing himself in their presence. The man's identity has not been released. Police are investigating a shooting outside a Lawrence sports bar that left three people wounded.
Lawrence police say the shooting was reported around 2 a.m. Sunday outside the Players Sports Bar near 19th and Haskell on the city's east side. Officers found an injured man and woman with non-life-threatening injuries in the parking lot. A suspect in the shooting fled in a car but was stopped by police a few blocks away from the bar on East 23rd Street. The suspect was taken to a hospital with a life-threatening gunshot wound. A section of East 23rd Street remained closed Sunday morning as part of the investigation. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A former Lawrence police officer convicted of threatening another driver with a gun on a suburban Kansas City highway in a case of road rage has lost his peace officer's license.
The Kansas City Star reports that the license for 53-year-old Jeffrey Brian Holtzman was revoked last month. Holtzman was sentenced in August to 12 months probation for the October 2018 incident. He pleaded guilty in June to a reduced charge of criminal threat. The victim told police that he was driving on Interstate 435 near Interstate 35 when he honked at Holtzman for suddenly slowing down. The victim says Holtzman then pulled alongside him and pointed a handgun at him and his passenger. Holtzman resigned from the Lawrence Police Department the following month. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
President Trump's former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley has a new book coming up about her time working in the administration.
In her new memoir, Nikki Haley says two top administration officials tried to enlist her in opposing some of the president's policies. In her book, With All Due Respect, Haley describes a meeting with then Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and then White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and says they were following a dangerous path. Both had differing views in the president when it came to a number of issues, including the Paris Climate Accord. Haley stepped down at the end of last year. She called her time at the UN a blessing, but offered no reason for leaving, other than saying a government official must know when it's time to step aside. Marcus White, Fox News.
Iran's president says a new oil field was discovered in the country's south.
The country announced that it's found a new oil field capable of producing 53 billion barrels of crude oil. Though under crippling American sanctions, this still will not completely help Tehran, since they are unable to sell that oil to many countries. The reimposition of U.S. sanctions has driven Iran's oil exports to about 300,000 barrels per day, causing Iran to lose $50 billion in revenue compared to a full production in 2017. The discovery comes as Iran continues to break key terms of the 2015 nuclear deal, only after the United States pulled out of it last year. Last week, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced that Iran began injecting uranium gas into advanced centrifuges, violating a third term of the agreement.
Fox's Trey Yingst reporting from Gaza. As we try to stay warm this winter, it's important to keep your family safe from carbon monoxide poisoning. Sherry Sage is with Safe Kids Kansas.
Sometimes it's called the silent killer because it's a colorless, odorless, tasteless gas. So there's no way to know you are truly being poisoned unless you have some type of detector.
It also can make you feel similar to some other winter illnesses.
The symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning are nausea, dizziness, headaches, confusion, can even be a person losing consciousness. So it's really important to make sure that prevention is on your side.
For more information about CO poisoning, visit safekids.org. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another early preview of winter to start the day with some areas of freezing drizzle and light snow, and that will lead to some slick spots on the road. This should clear out by late morning, though, becoming very windy. North winds up to 45 miles per hour with temperatures hovering near 30. Tonight's low 12, sunny and 37 on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, light snow, 27 degrees, and that north wind's gusting to 49 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill of 10. So it's not very pleasant out there this morning. 6:34, Stephen Ted here on KNSS. Waffle House is known to not close for anything, even if there's only one worker behind the counter. Ethan Crispo told AL.com that was the case early Sunday morning at a location in Birmingham, Alabama. Says he came in just after midnight to find a single man tending the incoming crowd of hungry, heavily imbibed customers. That's when Crispo says a customer stood up, asked the employee for an apron, and got to work. Soon other customers also jumped in to wash dishes and bus tables. Waffle House spokesman Pat Warner says a scheduling miscommunication left the lone worker to take care of the restaurant by himself. Warner says Waffle House appreciates the customers who stepped up but prefer their associates behind the counter. Well, of course you do.
Yeah.
Got to make sure somebody's there, right?
Sure.
6:35 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Monday morning on Veterans Day. And, Jad, you over the weekend, you took a little trip, did you not? Where'd you go?
Yes, I did. We went up to, or at least I drove to St. Paul, not in Minnesota, not that far. No. I drove to St. Paul, Kansas. It's in Neosho County, kind of in eastern Kansas there, southeastern. And went to visit my brother. My brother's celebrating his birthday today. Actually, both of my brother's birthdays are in the same week, so they're both this week. But we, we're celebrating my older brother Ken's birthday because he hit kind of a big milestone this year, turning 50. So,
okay,
we went there to celebrate. I drove to Neosho County. Saw, this is amazing. On the way there, several deer strikes.
I don't doubt that.
Evidence of several deer strikes, especially getting right around past Fredonia and then going on to on towards St. Paul there. Lots of deer strikes. On the way back, had a close call.
Did you?
I had a deer probably within 2 feet of my car up on the roadway.
Yep.
Just missed it. So, Harry, got to be very careful.
I can tell you what I recall when Scott, my son, was going to the University of Kansas, and we'd go up. This was got 25 years ago. We'd go up there in the fall, and you'd count half dozen dead and dying deer between here and the turnpike.
Yeah.
Up there. All right.
It was a very close call late at night.
Ugh. Yeah.
It was scary.
Scary. O.J. Simpson is suing a Las Vegas hotel casino, alleging unnamed employees defamed him by telling celebrity news site TMZ he was ordered off the property in 2017 for being drunk, disruptive, and unruly. The former football star denies in the lawsuit filed against the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas that he was belligerent, broke glass, or damaged property. The Cosmopolitan declined to comment. Now, TMZ is not a defendant in the case. The complaint acknowledges Simpson got a notice banning him from the property after he spent several hours at a steakhouse and a lounge. The 72-year-old Simpson is on parole from prison and living in Las Vegas, so he can't be misbehaving too much. They'll put him back in jail. Of course, he served 9 years for armed robbery and assault after a bid to retrieve personal memorabilia at a Las Vegas hotel in 2007. All right, so maybe it's a little more trouble, or at least O.J. wants to go to court again. How will that? All right, 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is time for our morning commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle closed slightly positive back on Friday after having two-sided trading. The live cattle futures had more new highs for the week made on Friday, and cash cattle traded at 114 to 115 on Friday. Technicals are still toppy for the cattle, but fundamentals are still supportive for the cattle. The lean hog futures closed mostly positive on a session of two-sided trading. At the close Friday, December live cattle 25 cents higher, 119.25. January feeders up a dime at 145.87. And December lean hog 17 cents lower at 64.12. Well, Friday, the USDA report did not hold any price positive news. We did see corn futures close on the positive side, mainly on short covering by the funds. Now, last week, December Casey wheat lost a nickel. December corn lost 12 cents, and January soybeans lost 6 cents for the week. Now, today's government reports will be released on Tuesday due to Veterans Day. At the moment, December Casey wheat's trading 3.25 cents lower at 418.25. December corn 2.75 cents lower at 374.5. January soybeans down 5.25 cents at 925.75. December crude oil 59 cents lower at 56.65. December gold $2.20 higher at 1465.10. December S&P 12.25 points lower at 3078.25. December dollar index 18 cents lower at 98.02. And December Dow Jones futures 120 points lower at 27,512. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I hope you got out yesterday afternoon and enjoyed the beautiful weather we had in South Central Kansas.
It was beautiful, but boy, it didn't last long, did it?
Well, it did last a couple of days, but now we're back in the old deep freeze, as we used to say, right?
Exactly. I think I had about 27 this morning.
Yeah, we're looking at 27 right now with a wind chill of 10 here in Wichita. You are in Augusta. And from looking at the KNSS Weather Center radar here, it looks to me like just south of the turnpike over there, pretty close to you, there's been a little bit of showers and maybe some light rain, maybe some snow going on over that way. What are you seeing?
Yeah, we had a little bit moved through earlier this morning.
Yeah, you've got I see that bank over towards Eureka and east of there. And behind it, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of anything. There's nothing heavy, it looks like. It looks like it's pretty light stuff. But just enough to, you know, to make that make those roadways a little slick, so we could be having some accidents this morning.
Yeah, I was already hearing of accidents on the turnpike up in Lyon County and up on 56 Highway up there, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, last evening, my wife wasn't feeling very well. She was having a little problem, and yesterday, so we stayed in the house, you know, and stayed bundled up. And then I said, well, you know what I'm going to do for you, dear? Just for you. Why don't you put a couple of baked potatoes in the oven, and I'll go get us a ribeye? Which is what I did. I went over to the local store and got ourselves a great big old, well, it was a pretty good-sized ribeye, enough to feed two people on one steak.
And you had a fantastic evening.
I put that on the griddle with a little butter and some garlic, and hey, baby, that's unbeatable, right?
That's living right.
Are you good on the grill, by the way?
Well, I consider I do a pretty good job. I smoke and I grill both.
Really? You smoke, what do you smoke, cigars?
Or brisket, pork butts, stuff like that, Steve.
I'll smoke a cigar now and then, and that's about it, though.
I haven't smoked a good cigar in a long time, but I used to smoke them once in a while.
Every now and then. Not enough to get you to hurt you, but just every now and then. Eh? All right.
That's right. Just enough to aggravate the wife.
There you go. There are certain things that married men have to do. It's part of the Married Men Handbook of Annoying Wives, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's chapter 2, if I remember right.
I think it's paragraph 14, chapter 2 of Annoying the American Wife. We should probably, it might be kind of fun to write some tongue-in-cheek book like that. I bet you could sell a few million copies or something like that.
And I bet you and I could do a good job writing it.
If we just got part of chapter 1 right there.
That's right.
Thank you, Tom. 642 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, keep it here. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Today he's going to talk about the big question. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.